Good morning, everyone. The reading this morning is Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, "You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing." As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure, because you have not abandoned me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We've just heard Psalm 16. And today our focus for this service is on refuge. Refuge. Looked it up, as always, on Google and found that the definitions are where we find protection and shelter, where we're safe from danger or trouble. And we've just heard in Psalm 16, haven't we? Keep me safe, God, for in you I take refuge. And how very, very right that is for this Sunday, for Remembrance Sunday. We remember those through the wars, the first, the second, and subsequent conflicts, who gave their lives. Lives ended often for others, to enable their loved ones, us, their country, our country, to be safe. Such a sacrifice. So we do remember those in active service then and now. And we remember all affected by war and conflict. Remember those displaced and homeless. Those who are casualties as a consequence of fighting and invasion. Those fleeing from their homeland for a chance to take care and keep their families and loved ones safe. The awfulness of it all. Yet, we hear in Psalm 16, don't we? We hear hope. It gives hope. Psalm 16 was written by David, and it shows us again David's relationship with God. We talked a few weeks ago about David's life, didn't we? And Psalm 16 seems to be written when David was in a real time of trouble. And we hear David asking for perseverance. And it shows the confidence David placed in God. But look, the tone of the psalm is not despair or complaint, despite the troubles he faced. We hear praising. We hear confidence David had in God. We feel David's settled joy in God. We hear David's prayer. where he completely devotes himself into God's care. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. Psalm 16, said to be the golden psalm, it has precious contents. A prayer for protection. We see that in verse 1. Protection from God. God, the one and only God. In a time back then, when many worshipped many different gods, David's loyalty was fully in God. Our God. And we see in verse 3 and 4, David's joy in the Lord, who is everything and gives everything. You have given me my portion. We've just sung that. Thank you, Adam. You have given me my portion. You have made my lot secure. Everything. David shows how thankful he is. And then we move on to verses 7 and 8. And there's an acknowledgement, a thankfulness that God's presence is permanently always around. And then 9 and 10, the verses talk about God's presence always. God will never leave him, always with him in life, in death, in all eternity. I will rest secure. You will never abandon me to the grave. You have made known to me the path of life. We hear. David shows us in Psalm 16 how in God we can take eternal refuge. In times of trouble, we need not be in despair. Like David, we can trust in God's eternal care. And remember this Sunday, all who have given so much, all who have lost security, lost homes, lost lives, and we give our heartfelt thanks to those soldiers, to those casualties of war. And our heart goes out to those in plight, caught up in the mayhem of war and conflict. And we look at Jesus' life. He had no place to settle. He was displaced. He was on the move. He was taken. He was tortured. He was killed. But he rose. He is risen. Our hope. Our eternal Saviour. Jesus shares our humanity. And he gives us eternal hope. Jesus laid his life down for us. He's there to save us, to give us refuge, to give us a safe place to be. A safe place for us all. Always. For us here. For those over the years in the wars, in the conflicts. For those now in despair. For those trapped in plight. Our hope. A touch of hope in places of desolation. Touches of hope, like the poppies, bright in those awful, awful trenches. So when humanity, when you, when me, when others, when all of us, when we're weary, when we're down, when we've got no place to seek refuge, no place to call home, when we're tearful, when we're in dark places, when we're in pain, let us reach out to God. like in Psalm 16. For God is a place in which we can feel safe. We can take refuge. We can rest secure. We will not be abandoned, but can rest in God's eternal presence. Paul Simon wrote a gospel hymn, and he asked Art Garfunkel to sing it. And Art Garfunkel said, 40 years of singing that gospel hymn, he said, I love singing it. And he thanks God. It lets us know of a place of safety in troubled times. I'm on your side, goes the song, like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. I will comfort you. So as we remember and as they and we face times of trouble, let us reach out with confidence to our God. Let us rest and give thanks that Jesus did lay down. And let us in our faith live in hope. The hope given to us, our Saviour Jesus, that eternal hope, that eternal care, eternal love. And a time to ponder now, all of us, a time to settle and listen to that very familiar song. When you're weary, when you're feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Like a bridge over troubled waters, I will lay me down. I will comfort you. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when darkness comes and pain is all around, I will comfort you. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. And we're going to listen to that song now, in a time of quiet, in a time of reflection, in a time of remembering, and a time of being eternally with God. Thank you, Phil.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water.
Thank you. Let us finish in prayer. O God, when in Jesus you walked this earth, you had no place to call your own. You suffered. Yet you are eternally always with us. Thank you, Lord. As we remember those who have given up so much, given up their lives, those affected by conflict, homeless, destitute, may we stand by all seeking refuge. May we stand by you, our comfort, our Redeemer, our Lord, our eternal refuge. Amen.